all power to all the people. Whether you're white, black, blue, red, green, yellow, polka dot, grand, and final analysis, we want real people's community control and power.
Slow, still clutching our dough and using Grit's body as a shield. Spoon had the money in his sack and his gun in Grit's back, so Grit made his bodyguard yield. When we got to the door, we flung Grit to the floor, then fired a few rounds in the air. The shots rang loud, panicked the crowd. They all started running for the rear. We cut out for the short to avoid getting caught. Now that the shit had hit the fan, but as we burst through the door, we were chased by four more, and they pursued us in a blue sedan. Fortunately, our heart was fast, and we had a full tank of gas as I accelerated to 105. But they were hot on our heels with some Oldsmobile wheels equipped with automatic super drive.
If there is any such thing at all as intelligence and love and beauty, well, you found it in other people. In other words, it exists in us as human beings. And as I said, if it is there in us, it is symptomatic of the scheme of things. We are as symptomatic of the scheme of things as the apples are symptomatic of the apple tree or the rose of the rose bush. The Earth is not a big rock infested with living organisms any more than your skeleton is bones infested with cells. The Earth is geological, yes, but this geological entity grows people. And our existence on the Earth is a symptom of the solar system and its balances, as much as the solar system in turn is a symptom of our galaxy. And our galaxy in its turn is a symptom of the whole company of galaxies. Goodness only knows what that's in. The whole world is moving through you. All the cosmic rays, all the food you're eating, everything is just flowing right through you. When you're wiggling the same way, the world is wiggling, the stream is wiggling you. But the problem is, you see, we haven't been taught to feel that way. The myths underlying our culture and underlying our common sense have not taught us to feel identical with the universe, but only parts of it, only in it, only confronting it, aliens. And we are, I think, quite urgently in need of coming to feel that we are the eternal universe, each one of us.
We'll be right back. drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I feel that we should take the time, express what's in our hearts and mind. I know we have many things to say, we shouldn't waste another day. Why don't we give love a chance, bring back into our romance the things we hold so close, my dear. Understanding closeness fears.
Come here, baby. You're hitting them corners too goddamn fast. You need to slow this motherfucker down. You understand?
It was a sacrifice, but he showed you this is America. look at this. I mean, we're non-violent. We're saying we shall overcome. And they got the dogs on us. They put us in prison. They're beating the hell out of us. And of course, when he was killed, I was shattered just by the fact that this man wasn't fighting with the guns and weapons that they're fighting with. So I personally felt an insult to that.
The only man that really stood up for him, and I don't know, it seems like it's conspiracy. I don't know, people say maybe it isn't, you know, but I think it really is.
Fortunes well. Everybody getting that. little bit south of West Virginia. The miles go by and the engine roars. I've come so far trying to forget you. So far from a slamming door, days dawn bright in the Shenandoah. The sky's cool, clear mountain blue. But in my heart there's a thunder rolling, storm of love that wasn't true. Like a hurricane in my heart, you tore my world apart. Like a dark cloud pouring rain, you blew into my heart like a hurricane. Believe that's where I'm bound. But if I thought you could still love me, you know I'd turn this truck around. Like a hurricane in my heart, you tore my world apart. Like a dark cloud pouring rain, you blew into my heart like a hurricane. Like a hurricane in my heart, you tore my world apart. Like a dark cloud pouring rain, you blew into my heart like a hurricane. You blew into my heart like a hurricane.
Behind the door, the cops grabbed Mo, and as Joe ran out, brother Mo, he began to shout, "Run, Joe! Hey, the man's at the door, run, Joe! The man, he won't let me go, run, Joe! Run, Joe, as fast as you can, run, Joe! This police holding me hand." crystal ball by the fence, so they won't find the evidence. Get somebody to tell a lie, so I'll have me an alibi. Hurry home and get in your bed, call the doctor and tie your head. Get somebody to go my bail, don't want to stay in that rotten jail. And Ronjo, while the man's at the door, Ronjo, the man, he won't let me go. Ronjo, Ronjo, as fast as you can, Ronjo, these people's holding me hand. Take me before the sergeant, I am going to deny the charge. When the judge asks me how I plead, not guilty, judge, most decidedly. You can see, judge, at a glance, I'm just a victim of circumstance. Ronjo, while the man's at the door, Ronjo, the man, he won't let me go. Ronjo, Ronjo, as fast as you can, Ronjo, this police holding me hand. Ain't your mama done told ya? Ain't she done scold ya and scold ya? Ain't she done warned ya before, Joe? If they catch you, you run, Joe. Run, Joe, run, Joe, run, Joe, run, Joe. Oh, those police gonna catch up with Joe. Joe, run too slow.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
In the first place, I never have really, I don't believe in race. What I was trying to do was precisely to use the greatest metaphor we have in this country. I mean, the central trouble in this country. I was trying to destroy, if I can put it this way, the vocabulary in which one talks about what we call the Negro problem or the race problem. It has been used always, in my experience, to obscure a, very, you know, a fact so simple that it's banal, that you are here beneath that sky and this earth like I am. And what your obligation is in the short time one is alive is my obligation too. And that no one, you can't and I can't, for whatever reason, make oneself less than a human being. And whoever thinks he really hates somebody else on any level, from the most private to the most public, it's a confession you're making about yourself.